Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a Raga cut vocal in Ableton Live 12 and polishing it so it hits with modern punch, but still keeps that vintage jungle soul. The goal is not to make it sound pristine and overcooked. The goal is to make it feel like a weapon, something that can punch through a drum and bass drop, answer the bass line, and still carry that raw sound system attitude. This is advanced territory, so think like a producer and like an editor. In DNB, the vocal is often less about singing and more about identity. It might be a chopped phrase in the intro, a shout in the drop, a filtered pull before the switch, or a call and response hook that gives the track its personality. If the drums and bass already own the center, the vocal needs its own lane. That's what we're building. First, choose the right source. You want a raga cut with attitude, clear consonants, and enough rhythmic life to survive processing. Short phrases usually work best. The more natural the delivery, the more useful it will be once we start chopping and reshaping it. Import it to a fresh audio track, and immediately decide what role it's going to play. Is it a main hook, a transition FX vocal, or a texture layer underneath something else? Before touching effects, clean the edit, trim dead air, tighten the loop region, and make sure the vocal sits in a usable section. Don't overwarp it. A raga vocal can actually lose charm if you force it too hard onto the grid. If the timing is a little loose, that can be part of the vibe. For full phrases, Complex Pro can work well. For tighter chopped sections where the consonants matter more, Beats Mode can be useful. The big idea here is commitment. Duplicate the track right away so you have one clean reference and one performance version to work on. Now build the chop grid. You can do this manually in audio, or use slice to new MIDI track if the phrases are strong enough to resequence. In drum and bass, rhythm is everything, so the chop pattern needs to lock with the groove. Think in short gestures, not long speeches. A hit on the snare pickup, an answer on the offbeat, then space. Bass matters a lot. Sometimes two or four vocal hits land harder than a full phrase, because the empty space creates anticipation. Name your clips by function, not by source. Something like hook top, fill open, answer. That way you're thinking musically, not just technically. If this vocal is going into a drop, keep it sparse and intentional. Let the bass line and drums breathe around it. That's a huge part of what makes DNB vocals feel massive without actually being busy. Now we shape the tone. Start with EQ8. This is just cleanup and positioning. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz, so the vocal stays out of the sub lane. If it sounds boxy, dip somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz. If it bites too hard in the upper mids, make a narrow cut around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. And if it needs a bit more air, add a tiny high shelf around 8 to 10 kHz. Just a little. You're not trying to turn it into a pop vocal. You're trying to make it fit the mix. If the chain is already becoming wide or stereo heavy, use EQ8 in mid-side mode and keep the center focused. The dry vocals should stay solid and direct. Width is usually better handled by the effects returns later on. That's a classic DNB move. Keep the core strong. Let the space live around it. Next comes the attitude. Use saturator for harmonic density. Add a few dB of drive, turn on soft clip, and match the output so you're hearing character, not just loudness. Then follow it with drum bus if you want a more aggressive modern edge. A bit of drive, a little crunch, maybe a touch of transience if the consonants need help. Usually, boom stays off for vocals unless you're doing a special one-shot effect and filtering heavily. After that, glue compressor can help finish the shape. Keep it gentle. You're not trying to crush the life out of the performance. You just want it to feel controlled and glued enough to survive dense breaks and heavy bass modulation. 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is usually plenty. If you hear the attitude disappearing, back off. In raga vocals, the personality is the point. Now let's create a dub-style space, and this is important. Use return tracks. Don't just slap a giant reverb directly on the vocal and hope for the best. That's how you wash out the drop. Make one return with echo and one with hybrid reverb. For echo, try sync times like 1/8 dotted, 1/4, or 3/16. Keep feedback controlled, and darken the return so the delay sits behind the vocal instead of fighting it. Ping pong can be nice if you want movement, but use it carefully. For hybrid reverb, stay shorter and tighter. Think room or plate, with a modest decay, some pre-delay, and aggressive low-cut filtering. The idea is classic dub depth without losing the punch of the drums. Automate those send amounts. In the drop, keep the vocal dry and up front. At the end of a phrase, let it bloom. A little delay throw on the last word can create that perfect classic meets modern movement DNB loves. And if you want extra control, print some of those delay throws later and chop them as audio. That's often tighter than trying to automate everything live forever. Now turn the vocal into a living FX element. Add auto filter after the saturation if you want motion. A high pass sweep is great for building tension, and a low pass move can make the vocal feel dubby and restrained in the drop. A touch of resonance gives it character, but don't overdo it unless you want it to sound nasal and synthetic. You can also use the LFO and auto filter for rhythmic movement. Slow and subtle for intro tension. Faster and more pulsing for breakdowns. The trick is to keep the vocal intelligible if it still needs to read as a phrase. If the roll is more texture than message, then you can push the motion harder. Frequency shifter can add a tiny unstable edge, which is great in modern DNB. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to make it sound alien. You're just adding a bit of wobble and tension, almost like tape drift or signal instability. That kind of imperfection can make a polished vocal feel more alive. At this stage, map key controls to macros inside an audio effect rack. For example, put filter cutoff and echo feedback on macros so you can perform the vocal while arranging. That's a really powerful move in drum and bass, because tiny changes before the drop can make the whole section feel like it's breathing. Once the chain feels good, resample it. This is where the real power starts. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and record a pass of the vocal through the whole chain, including any automation and send throws. This commits the sound, which is great for speed and for creativity. Now you can chop the processed vocal as a new source. After recording, edit the best moments. Grab the hardest hits for drop accents, the smeared tails for transitions, and even the noisy consonants for texture layers. Then, if you want extra thickness, layer the resampled version underneath the dry vocal at a lower level. Usually somewhere around -8 to -14 dB works well. The dry layer carries the articulation, and the printed layer carries the grit and weight. Now treat the vocal like a rhythmic instrument in the arrangement. In DNB, that usually means placing it in musical spots that support the groove instead of cluttering it. Think 8-bar intro tease, first 16-bar drop hook, variation in bar 9 or 10, call and response in the breakdown, and something stripped down before a switch. A great example, in a 174 BPM roller, place chopped vocal hits on bars 1, 5, 9, and 13 of a 16-bar drop. But don't let every hit repeat the same way. On bar 9, filter it down and throw a delay. On bar 13, strip it to a single syllable so the bass line can take over. That contrast is what makes the vocal feel arranged instead of looped. Use utility to manage width. Keep the dry vocal near mono and centered, and widen only the delay or reverb returns. That keeps the drop punchy, while still giving you a big stereo image in the spaces around it. If the track needs a darker second drop, remove the full vocal and leave only a process tail or one shot shout. That kind of reduction makes the return hit harder. Finish with drum and bass balance and mono discipline. Use Spectrum or just your ears in mono to check that the vocal isn't clashing with the snare around 2 to 5 kHz, or with the bass presence around 90 to 180 Hz. If the returns are getting too cloudy, darken them more. If the vocal is too sharp, tame it slightly or reduce the saturation drive. If it disappears in the drop, boost a little in the upper mids or reduce the width of competing layers. A big lesson here is that in heavier DNB, the best vocals are often the ones that feel loud without actually being huge. That comes from contrast, rhythm, and placement more than raw volume. A well-edited reggae cut can sound bigger than a massive lead because it knows when to hit, when to leave space, and when to vanish. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't over-widen the dry vocal. Keep the core centered. Don't leave too much low end in the chain. High pass early and check the returns. Don't compress the attitude out of the performance. Let the consonants breathe. Don't drown the snare and bass in huge reverbs. And don't overcomplicate the phrase in the drop. In DNB, fewer vocal hits often create more authority. If you want to go further, try a parallel Roo chain. Duplicate the vocal, distort and saturate the copy, maybe add a short room ambience, then blend it quietly under the main vocal, or make a form and shifted version and use it only on phrase endings. You can also build a dropout bar, where the dry vocal disappears and only the delay and reverb remain. That kind of tension works beautifully before a reload or halftime switch. Another great trick is a mid-range grit layer. Band limited duplicate roughly between 300 Hz and 4 kHz, then crush it gently and tuck it underneath. That helps the vocal stay audible on smaller speakers. You can also reverse tiny fragments into keywords to make the vocal feel like it's being pulled into the drop. Here's a simple practice approach if you want to drill the concept. Take one ragga phrase with 2 to 4 usable words or syllables. Make 3 versions: a dry lead, a filtered and delayed return, and a gritty resampled layer. Build a 4-bar loop at around 170 to 176 BPM with kick, snare, and a simple bass pattern. Place the vocal only on bar 1 beat 4, bar 2 beat 3, and bar 4 beat 1. Then make one version that feels darker and dubby, and another that feels tighter and brighter. Compare them in mono and listen to which one leaves more room for the snare and sub. The big takeaway is this: clean the vocal first, then shape it with EQ, saturation, and controlled compression. Use returns for space. Resample the processed sound so you can chop and arrange faster. Keep the dry core centered, keep the effects filtered, and let the phrasing stay sparse enough for the drums and bass to breathe. If you do it right, the vocal stops being just a sample and starts acting like part of the track's architecture. And in drum and bass, that's where the magic lies.